exactly right.
You're, but this is the thing. And I love you so much because you are just like everyone else. Like we think your situations, or you think your situation is different. It is not. There is somebody right now who's not even donated a kidney. There is somebody right now whose car won't start today. And they'll be like, I have no idea what to do with this program. Just overwhelmed with life, Corinne. The grass is too tall. So we all do this to ourselves. What's driving the inaction is I'm afraid I can't do it. Or for you, it's I'm afraid it won't work. Or I'm afraid that I will, like, it's that fear fools us into thinking we don't know what to do. And all I want to tell you about your fear is just to tell yourself it's normal. But when you re-listen to this, I want you to listen for when you had your own best advice. I've barely said it feels like I've said a lot, but I really have barely said a word. All I've really done is highlighted what you've told me that you already know how to think, which is, I was able to get my husband a kidney and get him through that and figure out how to donate my own kidney. I'm pretty sure navigating PNPtribe.com is well within my wheelhouse. That's how calm our brain down. You've got to have that reassuring talk on the back end when your brain is like, shit show, we should get a Cadbury egg. It's like, you know what? Here's what we could do. Before we eat another Cadbury egg, let's go push play on a video. We'll pay the price every single day. Before a Cadbury egg ever gets eaten, we make sure we watch a module. They're like less than 15 minutes long. I'll drink a glass of water while I watch and see what happens. It gets to be that simple. You also said step two, you already have a planner and you're already using it. There's literally only two things I expect No BS women to do. Watch the No BS videos at the pace that makes sense for you, especially if you're overeating. Watch a video before you eat. See if it makes a difference. Most of the time it does. Just like, I think it was Kelsey, who's lost 107 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she does before she wants to overeat. And Kelsey's had overeats. I mean, she's getting coached on some of her overeating at night. And she's lost 107 pounds. And you only have 40. Think about how much easier it's going to be for you, Tamara. All she did was push play before she ate. She earned her way through. She's like, you know what? If I'm going to eat, I am at least going to listen to Corinne first before I listen to my old brain that's scared. You plan each day. Make a plan, even if you don't want to. Make a plan because you love yourself enough to figure out what your best self would do if she was in charge today. And then the last... Do the shit I say. That's it. It's not even complicated. It's just like, oh, step three is just do some of that shit I listen to. We might as well combine that into one. So there's really only two steps.
I like it. I can do this. I know I can do this.
You absolutely can. There is no one more prepared than you to do this. You have the classic mortality motivation happening, which none of us ever want to get to mortality motivation, but sometimes we do get there. It's like, I got one kidney now. I got a long life I want to live. I refuse to leave any years on the table at this point. And you do that really simply by each day. You just push play on No BS and you make a plan each day based on the idea of, I'm going to live a long time. That's what's happening.
Well, and you know, part of me is ashamed about the fact that I have literally been living on the other side with somebody who, I mean, my husband is, he eats perfectly. He stops when he's done. He craves vegetables, you know, but I've literally been on the other side with him where he's died in front of me twice. He had two heart attacks in front of me and came back to me twice. And I feel ashamed that that's not enough.
No, and you can feel ashamed over that. Let me tell you why. Shame is just like, it's an easy way to not feel scared. It's so much easier to sit around. This is what women tend to do, especially when you've seen your husband die twice and things like that. Rather than feeling scared it might happen again, it's a lot easier to feel ashamed that you're not doing better. We drop into shame so that we don't usually have to feel something else. And fear is one of those really intense emotions that our brain fights tooth and nail not to fear, even if it is at our own expense to feel shame. So you just need to call yourself on bullshit when you do that. So like, there's nothing to be ashamed of here. I love my husband. I want to be around a long time. I love the two of us enough to do these simple things. And you just stay in that mindset. And then when your brain wants to go to all the shit show, you always come back to something real simple like this. So as
push
you
play.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say push play. I can do that. I can absolutely do that.
And by the time you get through module one, when you get to module two, a lot more of the thought work gets explained. So a lot of what I taught you and what you saw in the last calls, that's what's happening in modules two and three. So it will, like, all of this, like, thinking differently, it will be a lot more like, oh, I see now what she was talking about. But the simple part is, you know, all you have going on right now is a very normal brain that's freaking out. But you also have a part of your brain that gets to control the conversation. Our goal is not to stop the conversation. Our goal is to know when it's happening and remind ourselves of what we do want to think.